Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Build up resilience, build up views, but you can't build for long on a partial truth. Priority boredom, and all that you thought was important is gorging itself in the corner. Four courses of forced absorption in the same old discourse of the dominant order.
From New Sounds, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. This song is the opening track of the latest album by the British spoken word artist Kay Tempest. The Line is a Curve is the name of it. It's a collaboration with the producer Dan Carey, who works with a lot of London's buzziest bands like Black Midi and Squid, and has worked with Tempest on all of their recent albums, including two that were nominated for the prestigious Mercury Prize. But Tempest is also an award-winning poet and a playwright and has written the best-selling novel. All of that under their birth name, Kate Tempest. The Line is a Curve is their first album since coming out as non-binary and changing their name to Kay. I caught up with Kay at their South London home to record a New Sounds program with tracks from the album. But for this soundcheck session, Tempest's crew recorded a couple of live concert performances for us. And we'll start with this one called More Pressure.
More pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. I know nothing, I used to think things were so clear. I was so near to nowhere, I could feel everything in me pushing for certain, certain's a flimsy. Rock solid ground beneath me now tells me there's no ground at all. More pressure, more release. Your eyes, your cheeks, your features crease. More desire, less deceit. Less complex, more complete. Less push, more flow, please, let me let go. Get it all out of you, let it surprise you. I was in a party, face mostly eyeballs. Chin deep in a bag of white lies, saying I'm sick and tired of my own advice. I see it now, so perfect, but so hard to put into practice. One step forwards, two steps backwards. One soul's epiphanies, another soul's madness. I saw the truth in the curls of the vanishing girl. Hands like cobwebs dangling, eyes like deep sea dive. She said, stop worrying, man, stop panicking, calmer. Clearer, closer, nearer. More grounded, more rooted, less convoluted. More stillness, more movement, more existence, less improvement. More decisions, less solutions, less inhibition, less confusion. More intuition, more connection, more nature, more protection. More abundance, more reflection, less instruction, more comprehension. More pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. More pressure, more release, more belief, more belief. Less push, more flow, please. Let me let go. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. More pressure. pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. Less push, more flow, please let me let go.
More pressure. From the album The Line is a Curve by Kay Tempest, that, though, is a live concert performance that Kay Tempest's crew recorded for this Soundcheck podcast. And now we'll head to their home in South London to hear some excerpts from my interview with Kay. If you want to hear the full New Sounds program that we did, it is available for on-demand listening at newsounds.org. We began our conversation by talking about Kay Tempest's new album as a sequel to their last record called The Book of Traps and Lessons.
The Book of Traps and Lessons was all about spotting traps, damaging patterns in behavior, damaging emotional states, damaging patterns in social behavior, and trying to arrest these patterns, these traps, trying to not fall into them, and almost this kind of dramatic monologue about trying to stop repetition. But then this album is more about surrendering to the idea that, you know, we do repeat, cycles do occur, and actually finding some peace and some serenity in the acceptance of that, you know.
You know, but also there are several tracks on the record that are kind of, they're like a series of character studies.
Yeah.
No Prizes being an example, where we get, you know, portraits of several different people and they seem to be caught in this kind of repeating cycle.
And yeah, it's a hard thing to resolve yourself to repetition, but then always at the core is this idea of the kind of beauty of not giving up, actually. No prizes. Take your shot for the love of the game. I used to make plans, now I make decisions. I'd always admired his nerve, as sure as the crown on his shirt. One hand in his waistband, he tells me to serve. Credit ratings, savings, loans, down payments towards his investments. What can I tell you, he says. When you have kids, it kind of shifts your perspectives. If I could do it all again, no question. I could list 10 things right now that I should have done different. But where does that get me? He blows out his smoke. The game's not done yet. He zips up his coat. We stand at the lights before crossing the road. He says as long as there's life, there's still so far to go.
I just wanna keep climbing.
That features guest vocals by Leanne Havas.
Yeah.
And there are a number of guests on this record. So there seems to be something in the air here.
I feel that, you know, my little corner of this city, South London, that there is like truly something in the water around here, because I've always felt deep connection to the creative community around here. And I would actually say that where I grew up is responsible for the mode of creativity that I have because of the people I was collaborating with and what I discovered as a youth around here, like the opportunities for just accessing, seeing music, rhyming, like whatever it was. But then in terms of the collaborators on this record, I began making music collaboratively, like that's how this whole thing started. But the previous albums were so intricately constructed, I was obsessed with, could I sustain a narrative, like not just in the course of one song, but over a whole album? Like, could I tell a story that keeps the attention of a listener over 45 minutes in a record? Like, you know, that they were so carefully constructed, there wasn't really space for other voices. The albums weren't really asking for that. But this album, as soon as we started the process of making, I just knew I wanted my community involved in the creativity. I wanted the collaboration. I just desired it.
Yeah.
It felt like the album wanted it, you know?
How does it work between you and Dan Carey?
I go to him, his studio, which is my favorite place to be, and we start with a clean slate. You know, we just sit down and he just turns on all the like machines, all the synths, everything, you know, and I get a piece of paper out. We generally speaking, we write everything in the room in real time, you know?
Yeah. I'm a little surprised to hear that you don't go in there with like a fully formed, I think of something like Salt Coast, for example, where it's a love song to England, but it's a clear-eyed, you know, it acknowledges the problems of history and the present, and But it's a kind of a love song to the English people. And like most people, I think, when I close my eyes and think of an English person, I think of a white person. Mm-hmm. And there are lines in the song later in the lyrics that don't make sense unless you recognize the black and brown communities of England. So, you know, that to me feels intentional and you know, something that had to be carefully woven into the lyric, which doesn't mean you couldn't have done it on the spot. I'm just saying I'm a little surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually really interesting. You mentioned that. That is the one song on the album that it was a poem that I'd written that I took to Dan and he set it to music. And I actually had forgotten that. I had written it and was kind of wondering what to do with it. And that's so interesting that you could hear that. that was one, that Dan kind of scored the poem. Yeah, for sure. And then it developed its own kind of musicality and I went back to the poem and worked on it more in the studio. But that was something that had its life before going in the studio, actually.
Well, let's hear a live performance that Kay Tempest recorded in concert of that song, Salt Coast.
It feels good. It feels so good to be in front of a crowd again in such a long time. Thank you so much for being here. Good people. Salt Coast, foul wind, old ghosts, scrap tin, leaves, rain, leaves, rain. Salt Coast, foul wind, old ghosts, scrap tin, leaves, rain. Dressed up with nowhere to go. I love your sleeve pulling nervousness. I love the way you crumble into chalk at your edges. I love the way you fade into a sky that is as endless as your willingness to try. Keep going and it will get better. I love the way you push to get clear. I love the way you dance to get strong. Ancient slick clay, rock formed, wet sand, moss born. What came before and what will come after? Beneath the orderly cues, the bad moods, the who's who, the have-nots and have-tos, the night shifts in flat shoes, the discarded masks, the empty tubes, the colds, the flus, the reds, the blues, the buy-to-let, the play-to-lose, the Michelin star, the fast food, the white ace, the grey goose. I can hear the deep rasp of your laughter, joyful, beneath the stifled resentment and microaggressions, all part of the fabric, the tension woven so tight it defies its dimension. The see, but don't feel, the know, but don't mention. There you are, hedonistic, self-destructive, insecure, trying to get away from the mistakes you made before. Salt Coast, foul wind, old ghosts, scrap tin, leaves, rain, leaves, rain. Salt Coast, foul wind, old ghosts, scrap tin, your efforts, acknowledging your privilege but prone to backstepping. Sure, it's not by our past that our future will be measured, it's by the very moment that we're slumping in disheveled, 6 hours into some TV show that tastes like the feeling of pizza. I know what you reach for, all dressed up with nowhere to go, benched, waiting for a path to open up, waiting for a thing that might make you old enough to get into the pub where people drink to
to lost youth. I see you scraping the gravel in your Air Max. So beautiful, so chaotic, so grounded. Home, concrete and loam, brick dust and loans, wood floors, screen doors, and a place of your own. Pay it off the rest of your life. But who's asking? Restless, the damp night approaching, distilling the heat. Too long on your feet, you just want to be free from the strain of what's done in your name. Every single inch of you is somebody's claim. The familiar refrain of their glory and your shame. You just want to keep moving. The energy contained is spilling out and making trouble for you. Nothing is the same. You got out from underneath the weight of suffer and obey. The tyranny and hate of Britannia rules the waves. And now you swing your hips as you go strutting down the lane. I love you when I see you this plain. Your salt coast, your foul wind, old ghost. You slur the browning of your leaves and the greening of your rain. Salt coast, foul wind. Scrap, tin, or leaves. Rain, leaves, rain. Salt coast, foul wind. Old ghosts, scrap, tin. Leaves, rain. Leaves, rain. Rain.
Recorded live in concert for the Soundcheck podcast, that is Kay Tempest with their song Salt Coast. Now back to our interview, recorded at Kay's South London home. This is the first record you've made under the name Kay Tempest. What happens to all of the previous releases, the novel, the plays, the poems, all of them published under the name Kate? Do you now retroactively ask your publishers to redo that? How's that going to work?
The print runs will do their time, and then I think that the idea is that the next batch of prints will be not in my dead name, in my new name, but at the time there was of me coming out and changing my name, it's such a huge process, and it's such a long journey. It's a journey I've been on since birth, and it's a journey I'm just beginning. And so the concerns that I was having and the feelings that were coming up, I kind of wasn't really focusing on that side of things, you know?
Right.
So, like...
I realize it's a very practical, pragmatic question for what is a very personal topic.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's a good question. It's also strange because it's so personal, but at the same time, because I have this this kind of public life and I'm making work and putting work out, it's also something that, you know, I'm really happy to talk about. And if anything that I say can be helpful to help somebody understand something that's confusing, you know, I'm really happy to talk about it. But yeah, the names have been changed on Spotify, which feels good, and on streaming platforms and things like that. But on terms of like actual like printed vinyl copies and things, the idea is that moving forwards, the name will change. But as they sell, it's not like I'm saying destroy all stock of of the previous stuff. Like that was my life and that was my identity, and as much pain as I was in at that time, you know, it is a part of where I'm at.
Right. And where were you on that journey in the making of this record? I mean, how closely are the two processes really involved with each other?
I don't really know. It's been such a weird time. Like, the last 2 years is, you know, like everybody, there's just...
Period, end of sentence,
yeah,
yes.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I've been, like I say, on this journey for forever. And coming to this point of acceptance and acknowledgement publicly of actually who I am and where I'm at. It's been huge for me, but I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm explicitly dealing with those kind of issues in this record, because it takes time to process. And the work that is in process now, the work that I'm working on, deals more explicitly with that, this journey.
Mm-hmm.
This album, I think, has its genesis in a slightly different element that is related, but I think this album is more about kind of mental ill health and kind of psychological collapse and like recovery from that.
Well, we were talking a little bit about this earlier, and I started a follow-up question and then decided to save it, and that is, there's a song later in the album called These Are the Days, which is another series of character studies.
Yeah.
That song seems to be almost an echo of, you know, some of the material that we've heard earlier in the record, but maybe the narrative has moved along a little.
Yeah, I think that the album, for me, there is a narrative arc to the whole record, of course. Like, that's the way that I operate. But it's less explicit than in previous records. And also, I'm really aware that, you know, that might not be how other people take the album. So, and I'm really happy with that. But if I can say, without being too oppressive, like, if I can put my take on it out there, the album begins in kind of in turmoil, in pressure. There's a person like going through pressure, and then you have these like cumulative pressures that stack up for this person, the speaker of the poems. And this journey goes from despair, basically through all these pressures. The turning point comes when the speaker of these poems is like, hang on a minute, I'm not going to take this lying down anymore. Like, I'm not going to be overwhelmed by what overwhelms me. And this songs like These Are the Days, it's like this kind of galvanizing moment of like, I know that this is the only moment, but these are the days I turn my back on, these are the days I let go of.
I could have used these days, when the days were those days, when the days used to pass so slowly, and when they have gone, I will remember these days as the days when I had a focus that I do not feel in the moment. Only the moment, I know, only the moment, the whole sky is broken, it opens upon me, these are the days. These are the only days, so why can't I feel them hold me? Why must I sit in the wake of the days, watching them pass like they are not golden? These are the golden moments, but these are the days that I turn my back on. These are the days I let go of, looking for days that used to be days, or days still to come.
Nothing was broken. I have to be here. I have to be here, I have to show up. And then you move into songs like, yeah, like Move, or like Water in the Rain, Move. These are all songs which are about reclaiming presence of mind, reclaiming some kind of fighting spirit, even in the face of something that has knocked you to the ground. You know, Move, I'll fight you till I win. Like, I may not be winning, but I'll keep fighting until I do, you know. And I think that's a powerful sentiment, and anyone that struggled with depression or other like difficult psychological states, like that is like the boldest proposition you can make when you're down low like that, you know. And then from that point you get into more pressure, which is a reframing of these pressures and saying, actually, the more pressure a person is under, hang on a minute, what if the more pressure you're under, the more possibility you have for release, for letting go, for new energy, for propulsion? And that's what brings us into Grace, which is like the final song, and is like a kind of prayer, you know.
You know, it was funny that you chose that title, because I felt like the way the previous album, The Book of Traps and Lessons, ended, you know, people's faces, I felt that was a moment of grace at the end of, you know, a pretty tough journey.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way about the song Grace, and just the fact that you actually just came out and titled it that seemed like, you know, an intentional message.
It's like this balm, you know, it's like, and also it's, you have to think about the power of what you put out into the world. Like, you put these words into space, they're going to do something. Words are, they're powerful things. And for me, like, how something begins and how it ends, how a poet, like, how the last word will extend out and fill eternity, you know, it's like So I...
There's a reason Bowie always put something great at the end of his best records.
That's it.
His
yeah.
last track was always something that would leave you going, what?
Yeah. I think it's very important for me, like... What you may set up lots of stuff that might come from a place of despair, but it's grown increasingly important for me to like leave on a true note of love like that. That's just something I've realised. But then the thing is about this album, musically we loop back. You know, we find ourselves back in the melodies of Priority Boredom.
The opening track, yeah.
The opening track, and the idea is like, okay, fine, you've had this big epiphany. The speaker of this poems has realised all this stuff. But actually, you know, you don't just have one epiphany and that's it. Like, here's enlightenment. You wake up in the morning, you've got to do it again. Like, there's no point knowing what's right. You've got to actually action that every day. So this idea of the line is a curve is also represented in the way that the album moves. It's like, okay, we got this far, but now we loop back. So you better be ready to work all over again tomorrow, you know?
The line is a curve. It doesn't stop.
That's it.
When you get to Z, it circles back around. Kay Tempest, thank you so much for spending some time, and it's a terrific record. The line is a curve. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thanks for coming to my house and hanging out with Mia Murphy, and thanks for taking the time to listen to my music.
Now, when Kay Tempest refers to Murphy, that's their dog. Great. And if you want to hear the dog's contributions, and there were several of them to our conversation, hear the full program that we did with Kay Tempest at newsounds.org.
There are things I have to say about the fullness and the blaze of this beautiful life. The beloved watched the world on its knees with an infinite degree of separation. That was something to see. And my friend told me death is like taking off a tight shoe. And when I stopped looking for me, I was able to find you.
This is Grace, the closing track from The Line is a Curve by Kay Tempest. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
I'm learning to trust. I came to under that red moon. I was completely crushed. Please use me. Please move through me. Please unscrew me. Please loosen me up. Make music with me. Make everything stop, make noise and make silence with me. Make love.